Why does it smell like bacon? I rubbed butter on myself. Well, it's cold outside. You know what the good thing about it being cold outside?
What, Nick?
Your beer doesn't get warm.
Oh, yeah.
Yay. Screw it. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour, again, Craft Beer Podcast. I am Mikey.
I am Nick.
And with us, this episode, there's no Matt. So all you Matt fans,
found a replacement.
He overslept. But luckily, thank goodness.
We have a beard stand-in.
Returning guests.
The beard is
Skip Ward Silver Black. When Lord Silver, is it
Silverback?
Lord Silverback.
No. See, I passed out on a buddy's couch and said it looked like there was a gorilla sleeping on the couch. So he set up my PS3 and then I was like, what's my username? Oh, Lord Silverback. So I claimed it.
It's Lord mine. Silverback.
It's like Tarzan, too. You
know? It's like...
No, it's there's some badassery built into
it. It's confusing because there's so many...
That's a hell of a
it
lot
could have worked out a lot worse.
Got, yeah.
You could have been Princess Falula. You know,
it's confusing because there's so many Raider fans in the area. You just think silver and black.
And it has nothing to do with that. It's totally
no, you're
it's
not totally a Raider about, fan.
It's totally about Tarzan.
It's a Tarzan only thing.
Gorilla.
Also milling about is producer Becky.
Hey. World
from
famous.
From Dorktown Podcast.
The world famous Dorktown Podcast.
Holy crap. And
sign my boobs.
Before the podcast, sign your boobs.
What?
I'll sign them.
Yeah.
Sign my boobs?
What? No.
Sign Nick's boobs.
I want producer Becky to sign my boobs. Yeah. Millions.
Before we began the pre-show beer, Dale's Pale Ale from Oscar Blues Brewing.
Oscar.
Is it
you
blues?
Look very confused.
Is it?
Yes, blues.
I was like, am I saying it right?
So I think there's
Oscar's
a...
booze.
Are those good boy snacks?
Oscar blues.
I like two on the feminine side of
no. I love cheese and crackers.
Producer Becky brought
it's
out
like,
olives and cheese and crackers for us.
It's like the beginning steps to pizza, bread and cheese.
From Colorado.
Yeah, no.
Olives.
Dale's, and we're drinking Dale's Pale Ale from Oscar Blues, which I just discovered at Fig Garden Liquor here in Bullard.
Yay.
For the first time. I've seen it in just a regular old liquor store here in Fresno area, something from Oscar Blues, so that's exciting, right?
Yeah.
They had like three different Oscar Blues things in there, so I don't know who got them that.
What do you mean three different?
Different,
varieties.
Style. Yeah, varieties.
Varieties.
Flavors.
That's
flavors.
My cheese, dog. Get back. That sounds good. It looks like a regular store beer anyway.
Yeah, their labeling's like real kind of, I don't know if throwback is basic, but
so
according to you, this is their first, they're the first craft beer to can.
That's the legend
Oscar
I
Blues.
Heard, yeah. They're the first canned craft beer, trying to prove everybody that. Cans are cool, man.
Mm-hmm. And cool. Skip.
They fit good in your ice chest.
Yeah.
You do well.
Slip a few in your pack for a day hike or camping.
There you go. Great for camping. Great for tailgating. Just all around. Cans are good, apparently. Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid. Less.
You think we're going to be seeing more and more craft cans? Or is it kind of like ebbed?
I
kind of
like it.
Go ahead. You're right. Don't talk if you're not on mic.
I know, sorry.
I think the biggest deterrent is probably just the bottling or the canning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there's no bottling lines that'll do cans too. So
right,
you have to have a separate line or have somebody who has a mobile canning line come in and do it for you. It's like, I don't know. I keep bugging the guys about like when we get a big production place, which we're probably going to need,
right,
you know, over the next few years. It's like, if we're going to do that, we might as well throw a canning line in there, too. I mean, you're going to spend all that money. What's the money for a little canning line?
Yeah, right.
You know.
For those that didn't hear, skip previously on Perfect Pour, rep for Tioga Sequoia. South right, Valley represents the South Valley.
Yep.
It would be, I think Mike Cruz has said in the past too, it would be kind of good for Tioga to have cans because we're right here at the base of three national parks,
yeah.
Big hiking, camping area. So to be able to have Tioga and cans for that would be huge.
We've talked about it. It'd be cool to walk into the store and get a suitcase of 99, have it sitting there, a suitcase of Sherman sitting there, and
mm-hmm.
Let's go grab that handle.
Walk
up to the checker.
One day. But see, yeah, then you'd have to get a mobile canner to come to the valley. There's nobody. I'm sure there's one in the Bay Area that roams around.
Yeah, but. I think there is somebody who would actually come. We could get to come here, but it's, you know, we're growing a little fast right now. It's something to think about later.
Right.
You know, we got to take care of just making beer and
getting sure. A tap room going.
Yeah, that's next, too. So that's going to be our, you know, that's kind of like our big focus for the brewery right now.
Getting a tap room going.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be within the next couple of months.
Ooh. Mm. Is it going to be a downtown one or a Fig Garden Village one?
No, it's going to be in the brewery. It's going to be...
Oh, okay.
Damn it.
Most likely it's going to be...
What's a Fig Garden Village? What's that?
It's walking distance from my house.
No, it looks like it's going to be in the showroom that's in the building that we use as our warehouse right now.
Okay.
So there's a showroom in the front of that
right.
Warehouse.
One that was building. Like a... used to be some sort of auto thing or something before.
Yeah, something, so... It's big enough,
and
looks like we're gonna. What we're thinking about is knocking out one of the walls of the office adjacent to it. It's like two offices, and we'll build a walk in there. So it'll be huge. That'll be cool.
It'd be awesome.
Lee, our brewmaster, is already talking about all the crazy stuff he wants to do for it.
Nice.
It's gonna get me out of the van. I'm gonna actually end up running that.
Oh, that'd be cool.
So that'd be cool. So I'll run the store and our brew house. So not brew house, but our. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gonna be fun. I can't wait.
Oh, it'd be awesome. We can have some beer tourism going then.
Yeah, we're gonna set that up like to where we'll have a setup to where like the brewers will come in like one Saturday a month each of them, and we'll have it like set up to where you can actually go on brewery tours with like a brewer or. Should be pretty fun. And then you come in the brewery, and then we're going to have all our specials on there. So,
nice.
And Lee's been making a lot of specials, man. He just did Cafe Tamarack, which was like a coffee spice tamarack.
Coffee spice what? Tamarack?
Yeah. He did a bunch of like small, like 5 gallons where he, instead of doing them like firkins, he kind of did them in 5 gallons. And he did a citrus IPA.
I had that citrus IPA.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so good. I really loved good. It. Nick was, you know.
No good, man.
Yeah. Let's be real, Nick.
It was orange, like you squeezed oranges right into the IPA.
No, it's citrus orange rind, nuts. Lemon rind, and then dried grapefruit.
Yeah.
On top of an already big hoppy grapefruit back, so it just is, yeah it's all citrus.
Oh, yeah. It was so much.
That's what I like.
I really liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
I liked that Nick didn't like it, though.
No, oh, he just likes to rub it in.
No.
Man, that's it.
Did a tropical IPA.
What?
There's some of those, and that's with coconut. And
where is that at?
Oh,
Lee got a dehydrator for the lab at the brewery, so he just
dehydrated all the things.
Different fruit. Yeah, exactly. He did a sugar pine with a fig, dried fig, raisins, dried plums, cinnamon. that sugar pine is insane.
Is it?
So good.
Kind of a local twist.
A sugar
twist
pine
too,
with figs. Citrus? You
with,
say?
No, with dried fig, raisin, dried plum, cinnamon, vanilla.
That's a valley
like
beer
a holiday,
right there.
Holiday sugar beer. Pine. It was really good too.
Is that not going to be able to?
Those are
gonna
be
just testing.
Pretty much, but I mean, we did enough like 5 gallon kegs that they're going to be around up and down the valley.
Mm.
We did a couple barley wine.
Oh. That's the first Valley Brewer to do barley wine, I think, right?
We did a chocolate milk stout.
Whoa.
I know, there's a bunch of small batch stuff. Yeah, he is getting crazy, and it's great.
Oh, no, you mean...
Oh, they did mead.
You mean...
No, Full Circle.
They Full Circle, mead. Yeah. Full Circle. Okay. Wow, that's crazy.
Wow.
Getting nuts. Then and then wait, with the tap room, you're going to have all that. You could just get the tap room.
Pretty much. Like, we're going to have 8 taps to start with. Because we have a box that's 8 taps. But when they build that room, you know, we'll probably put 20 taps up and they'll be... I mean, we could fill half of that just with our regular production stuff. So.
Right.
No, Mike's drooling. Don't drool on the equipment.
Yeah.
You're going to short us out and we'll be the perfect yellers. Because
yeah, that'll be our podcast. If you're in or around the neighborhood, we'll yell. That'll be the podcast.
That'll be the podcast.
Another beer we had prior to starting here was Hebe from Den 60 Years. He just started brewing with his wife. He brought over his first batch, which is bold. Usually you don't let anyone
batch. You don't let anybody try it.
Try it. But he did.
A stout snob, and I really liked it.
Ooh.
Oh. Ooh. Seal of approval.
It was a pumpkin yam beer, and it was very... I tasted the yams. It was good. I liked it. For somebody's first beer, it's pretty damn... It's a good start.
No, it was.
Yeah.
First beer, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Drinkable, I think, is the key word there. Not even
just for a first beer. I've had a lot of 100th beers that, you know, weren't as good. So, no, it was good.
And hopefully later we're going to try Scott Bailey's, another listener's homebrew. But then Scott warned us not to have the brown. Mm-hmm. But there was a red there because he wasn't satisfied with it. So, but we're probably still going to drink it, Scott. So don't.
Mm-hmm.
So now,
just give us beer and then tell us not to drink it.
We're going
to
drink it.
It's that thing where you want to drink it even more after that.
But now Skip brought over something I haven't had yet, a local brewer, Dust Bowl, the Great Impression Stock Ale, which is 11.4%.
Yeah.
Inspired by traditional English ales, the Great Impression is made big for aging to develop layers of flavor. Drink it now or choose to lay it down. Your patience will be rewarded.
Did they just quote
how
rat?
Long you can? I think they did. That's what threw me off. It was a rat quote. Your patience will be rewarded. How long you can fight? Roll. You fight. How long can you fight temptation? So
how long can you lay it down?
Dust Bowl. We've talked about Dust Bowl on here. We're probably going to have some Dust Bowl on soon.
Killing it with
representatives.
The labels. I like their new labels. This one and the...
if you're an LA Kings fan, you're going to like it because it looks like an LA Kings logo on there.
What was the...
it's like a stout.
The other stout, yeah.
Or porter. I can't remember. It's whatever was a dark. I picked
it was.
Up one.
But I don't... Bridge, but okay, what... It's a stock ale, so I don't... Somebody tell me what style that would be.
It's a stock ale. Right?
Well, it's stock ale, idiot.
Yeah. Haven't you ever seen this ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally. What's on tap, tell me.
I think we'll get in the time machine and go to England in the 1500s, I'm sure.
Whatever. You guys can't hear anything.
We have an
producer
earthquake.
Becky's killing
we
me.
We just had a hurricane
all
come
the
through
mic
here.
Sounds.
No, it's really good, though.
What? I don't know. What would you say? Have you had it yet, Nick?
What?
Yeah.
That.
This Dust Bowl.
Layers of flavor is a great way to put it, because it's constantly changing.
The Great Impression Stock Ale.
A little stuffy. My palate's shot, too. It's like,
You want to taste
and
it.
I can tell it. It tastes good. I mean, but I wish
it's
I could.
It's good.
Really...
It's brown. It's bourbony. It's... no alcohol bite, but
none at all, especially for
for 11.4. This is smooth.
But maybe you guys are used to a little bit higher. A
little bit of candy sweetness. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
But nothing like a barley wine, nothing like a Saison. You know, this is all...
I don't like Saison.
Not even like a... I mean, with some color, too. It's not like a...
Yeah.
Any of those big...
It's got a boozy quality, but
yeah, this could be dangerous.
Dangerous.
This is danger in a bottle, is what that is.
It's well done. Whatever it is, it's well done.
That's like three big pint glasses, basically.
Yeah. In
a little bit.
In 3 ounces.
Oh, good job, Dust Bowl.
But very
Mike's
good.
Taken back. He Dust has no words.
I can't explain.
Yeah, so, this again for sure.
Yeah. So good job, Skim, bringing this over.
Did you bring over the Ninkasi Slayer?
Yeah.
Ooh,
that was pretty good too. I had that one already. It was nice.
Could you go unplug then?
Hopefully, we're able to get to that one. We might be on the floor.
No, we got to bound through this to get to it. Skip, give us a little update on the South Valley. How's the South Valley doing craft beer wise? Is it getting better? Is it continuing to get better? It
pretty much just like everywhere right now.
Yeah.
It just keeps growing. I went downtown and I was walking through some bars and that I'd been through before and like, what do you got to drink? And it's like, I had my shirt on. They go, we have your Sherman.
Do they not let you drink with your shirt off?
Well, you know.
Sorry.
You can tell what I want.
And Visalia?
No, I didn't know. No, like in Bakersfield.
In Bakersfield?
I didn't know they had picked it up. You know, since the last time I had been there and bugged them about it. And then come in, you find stuff's going on everywhere. And maybe in places I haven't even been in. I'm going to like some side liquor stores or this or that. And walk in, they've got, you know. 22s up and six packs. It's been great.
And I didn't know you went as far south as Tehachapi.
That's pretty much
it. Is that as the far south as Tioga goes?
Pretty much. That's like Kern County. So
yeah,
I'll go to Lake Isabella, Kernville, which is that area is nuts. It's like every liquor store and restaurant bar has our stuff. It's crazy. Like the little. Especially like the little mountain communities and stuff like that, or those little like touristy kind of places.
Yeah.
Because they'll pick up everything, you know.
Yeah, that is weird. I just wish Fresno would get the Kern River stuff.
Yeah.
Up well,
that's
here.
Just, you know, they just can't produce enough. That's right. Just, you know.
But there's just nowhere in Fresno that has it.
You know, it's like if he's going to come up here, he would have to bring enough to where it would make it worth his while to come up here.
Yeah, so, that's true.
They just sell all their stuff so easily through their own place and right around there.
They're producing as much as they can produce.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like basically like Russian River is like maxed out. Their production, they're maxed out. Damn it. Get more production going.
Yeah.
Well, bye.
make some more next time, man.
Grab some. That's good. That's
Open
good.
A remote store in Fresno.
Yeah. I hear rumors about all kinds of... I hear rumors of a Firestone tap room in Fresno. I hear rumors of a Dust Bowl tap room. These are all very rumory.
Very.
But I don't know. And we got Tioga ramping up, and now hopefully we'll have House of Pendragon.
Yeah.
So...
If they make their Kickstarter.
We're ramping up, man. I like it. We just continue to grow.
Sierra Nevada just opened theirs in Berkeley, so they're heading this way. You know,
yeah.
They're on the...
We're call right that heading this way.
Heading this way.
A Firestone would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Anything, almost. Really, it's just like a tap room? What?
Anything, please.
So, so you guys doing?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Such a mistake. Producer Megan. She's such a professional podcaster, usually. She gets on the perfect pour, and she's like... Sorry. Ripping stuff, coughing.
No, you do your fancy ways.
Right. We're professionals.
Yeah, we're real professionals.
I apologize.
Well, it's the holidays here, and we just had Thanksgiving, wink wink, and Christmas is coming up. And
slaving all day in the kitchen.
I was thinking, how this is like a big opportunity for doing some gateway craft beering with you know family and stuff, where like you know bring you're all going to get together, you're going to bring some craft beer. There's probably an aunt or uncle or cousin or somebody that's not into craft beer that you can like, hey, everyone's in a festive mood. You're like, hey, why don't you just try this? And it's like a big opportunity to get somebody else into craft beer, you know.
My uncle is a home brewer that's won multiple awards across the country.
Woo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His stuff is good, too.
He does good. He just won't sell his recipes.
Yeah.
Stingy.
And he doesn't care about like doing anything with it because he's old.
He's old.
Yeah, true. He doesn't care about like doing any kind of like business with it or anything.
Yeah. That happens as you get older. Less fucks are given when...
Yeah. He's cool. He's just set in his ways. He's just brewing for fun and he makes fucking awesome beer.
Got nothing to prove. Mm-hmm. That's cool. That means he's probably making some really good beer. Because
he makes good beer. Yeah.
Not worried about nothing.
Yeah. He does
just
good.
Making beer. So where would you go, Mike? What would you be your first?
I know. It's because you do have to kind of... You can't just throw down like something major.
You wouldn't go like
you have to gateway it.
Your aged cellared stout.
Yeah,
from 10 years.
Try
ago.
This. Oh, I know you're drinking a Bud Light, but here, try this aged on cocoa nibs and like oh, you got to find something like I mean Sierra Nevada is always the classic one.
Yeah.
To use, but I don't know. I think there's something better you can do than a Sierra Nevada.
So at least. Give them something they've heard of before.
Right. Well, if you're in Fresno, obviously you'd use some Tioga Sequoia, something. Either the 99. Either the 99 or and maybe even a General Sherman. You could try that. But wherever you're at when you're listening, like it's better to use like a local one to try and gateway somebody. I don't think I've done that. I don't think I've gatewayed anyone yet. Have you? Could you claim somebody, Skip?
I think so.
Like that person, person was not into craft beer and now they are because I gave them something.
I have tried too with a bunch of my like Valley Bud Light Coors Light friends and it just never ends well.
Yeah, the people that are just always just drinking freaking the stock beer, Bud, and Coors and stuff. I've never been able to just say, oh, that guy now drinks craft beer because I gave him this beer or something, you know.
When you try it at the holiday, wait till they get a buzz first on whatever they like and then slip you.
Yeah, like here, and they're like, oh, yeah,
great.
This is good. Give me another one. All right.
So do you slip it in while they're busy, occupied, watching the game, or do you pull them aside?
I'll try this. Like, no, you run out. You like don't keep much around of the
crappity crap.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, but I got this, and at that point they're just like, yeah, whatever, it's beer, huh? It's alcohol.
You do and the then, old this or water routine, huh?
The old bait switch.
Yeah.
The old
we got this left or we got water. Yep. You pick.
This is alcohol, and then before you know it, they're into it. So I don't know. Try it. Get back to us at the Perfect Pour if you've done this with somebody that was a Budweiser
sneaky
person.
Shenanigans about getting people to
and beer. Now they're into craft beer because you turned them. You know, you vampired. You know, you're the vampire and you made them into a vampire as well.
No, I've done that with heroin. With never craft beer.
Well, yeah, heroin. That's an easy sell.
We're out of Bud Light, but we got heroin. Later.
I go okay.
Did
I'll
do
try
that
heroin.
With you? Who did that with you?
Heroin?
No, I mean, yeah, heroin, Bells. No, Bells did that. If there's anybody, it would be Bells. Zorup. Because he was so, like, he would drink Sierra Nevada all the time.
Sierra Nevada does not fucking count.
It's a gateway beer. You don't, hey, easy.
You know, you guys, like, sit here and worship.
Don't bring your Dorktown sensibilities over here at a Perfect Bar.
Sierra Nevada doesn't count, guys.
It's this gateway beer.
It
is the gateway beer.
It's hoppy.
It's not good.
When you've never had, that's.
It's like another
there.
Level if you've never had that before.
Totally.
Exactly. It kind of jumps you
that's
up
a
into
big
that.
Jump,
but
yeah.
That's the point.
If you're drinking Budweiser, that's a big jump.
Oh, it's a nasty jump.
I didn't like it.
But it's an acquired taste over time. I love beer. I'm not saying anything bad about beer, but.
No, we're saying what the point is that Sierra Nevada is a gateway. You got to use it as a gateway. Okay. I don't drink Sierra Nevada pails anymore unless it's the only thing on tap or something. Mm-hmm. But that was the first beer.
I could tell you that like all the beer that I drank, like becoming a craft beer fan, I never really picked up Sierra Nevada. And every time you guys drank Sierra Nevada, I thought it was nasty. So it does. What was your gateway beer though?
You had to have one.
It wasn't really a craft beer, actually. Well,
Newcastle. Wait a minute.
No, Bass. But it wasn't, but it like transformed me over, but, yeah, and then exactly. I started drinking other things.
A bigger flavor.
You know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You were big into Bass. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got me into Bass, drinking Bass, so you helped, sure.
Mm-hmm. And then my uncle
Bass
beer
is a good gateway.
Definitely transformed me over. He had like a Faker Steam, he called it. Faker Steam. And it was awesome. Oh my God, it was like 2 point. And he still makes it. He's made other things over the years. It's gotten me kind of excelled. But that's where my craft beer love came in. And I was the general manager of a store where I got a lot of beer coming in, and the vendors would give me beer because I knew I liked it over the wine that we specialized in. So
Cusplus. Tagaskoy can't get into Cusplus, huh?
Some corporate structures are just so weird. Mm-hmm. If they're really spread out and they have stores outside of the distribution areas that you're in, it's like, well, if we can't approve it for everyone,
you have to get in with that buyer.
It's so weird.
I know the buyers at Cusplus, though. Yeah, they've been around a long time. So
I heard they've had a lot of good beer there.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They do. Not in Fresno, though. I mean, Fresno, I've been in there recently, and they have like a bottle of each of something.
Someone's telling me they had got like Uinta, the Labyrinth there for like $10-$11. And I was just like, man, I see that all the way up to like $16-$17.
Yeah.
Hmm. You get that for $11?
Probably because they got it from a direct vendor or something.
Yeah, that's a killer beer.
They got two or three Omni Gangs now. Which aren't, you know, we have one.
I've seen those at Costco.
Well, just the one, just the three philosophers. Still, but like, they got two or three, you know, flavors from them.
It's crazy to see, like, just.
Yeah, Costco's not doing craft too beer at either. Costco. Yeah.
Craft beer at the grocery store. Hell, craft beer at Costco.
Yeah.
Single bottles. It's nuts.
Yeah, you don't have to buy a pallet to, you know, bring them home. Yeah, you buy singles.
I mean.
They got the
like
Chargers.
We're talking about craft beer and like expanding. It's just whether I want it to or not, you know? Not that I wouldn't want it to, of course, because it's my biz.
But, yeah.
I mean,
it's going to happen.
It's nuts. You put out a good product, it'll just go.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Cause we've been talking about this on the podcast album.
And if you merchandise it properly, too.
Yeah. We've been around a year. And in the past year, the area's only grown, and it continues to grow, and how it's like a little bit more exciting being in an area that's behind the curve, because we're only getting more positive things happening, more exciting things happening, whereas if you're in Portland or San Diego, it's kind of, you can't go any higher.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
I'm so bored.
Yeah.
There's so many people get into it. Everybody's trying to one-up each other, too. Right. Well, we're getting this. Well, we're getting this. Well, it's like, okay, you can all, great. I'll be there.
We're just like, tap room. We want a tap room. Like we'll be happy.
Like I was talking about, they have that big, like a dark beer takeover at, like, Stouts and Porters, all big. Beers at a pizza bar tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. It's great that we have all these events happening now. We're looking, you know, these little beer events that never happened before.
We're probably running like two or three different events like every week somewhere up and down the valley. It's crazy.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's fun.
It keeps damn busy, that's for sure.
Well, it's time I'm not driving either. I'm actually standing in someplace hanging out for 3 or 4 hours driving from bar to bar.
Is there, I know Visalia's got stuff going, Bakersfield's got someone. Is Tulare got anything yet?
You know, Tulare, they have one of the Bravo Farms, they've actually got a good
Oh yeah.
Good taps in there.
They got a remote did a thing with the the outlets, all right, right?
Yeah.
By the theater?
Yeah, we just did a thing with them, and they've got like five taps. Not a lot, but everything's craft, and they got a lot of bottles, so that's cool.
That's good.
Oh, there's a
and that's big, the, that's huge when the International Ag Expo.
There's a grocery store too.
That's down huge.
In, Tulare, this little like market. They have a little deli meat section. Mm-hmm. It's like a smaller old style market, and he has a great selection of craft beer.
Where's it at in Tulare?
Off of Cross.
Mm-hmm.
Like west of 99.
Okay.
Hmm. I'll look it up real quick and tell you.
Yeah, yeah. I used to work in that town, but...
In Tulare?
So now Tular. I just know where to stop.
Tulare.
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 They're playing them in football. It's like taunting them. Tulare. Tulare.
Tulare.
Take that.
Take that. Exactly.
Got you, Tulare. The Firestone 17th anniversary is coming out here soon.
Black Friday, right? Tickets go on sale?
I don't know. For to get the beer?
Oh, no. Oh, the anniversary. Oh, no. I thought you meant the festival.
Oh, is that doesn't happen Black Friday, does
no,
it?
No. No, the tickets are going on sale soon if they're not already.
No.
Already again?
No. Yeah, that seems kind of early for them.
Yeah, I swear.
Seems like it's in the spring that happens.
Yeah, but tickets go on sale. That's
well, they go on. They're only on sale for 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, yeah. You can't get one.
Yeah.
No, the anniversary is, yeah, it's out. Coming.
Oh, it's out.
It's out, yeah.
Because I saw the Fort saying they're going to have it next month. But
yeah, so Doss had it as of last Thursday.
Okay.
A week ago.
Have you guys had that yet then?
No.
Since it's out? No.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I was looking up the grocery store. And it is on Cross and O.
Okay. Cross and O.
But I thought it was delicious.
The Firestone 17th anniversary.
No. I can't get out of my head. A buddy of mine wants me to go to a bottle share on Saturday, and he's got the last 4 years of Abyss from.
Damn.
The shoots. Yeah, and he's going to pop those. And I've been looking at your bottle wall over there on the side of the studio here. And I just keep thinking about those.
Distracting.
They're so. It is. It's mesmerizing, man. I feel hypnotized.
So Firestone Walker Beer Invitational.
Yeah.
It's May 31st.
May 31st.
Tickets go on sale November 29th.
November 29th.
6 months early.
What? I'm not crazy.
You're not crazy.
I have this time anyway. I tell you.
People coming from around.
That's why you can't get them, because they go on sale 6 months
so damn early. You're like, hey, that's a couple months away. I'm going to go get tickets now.
Yeah,
sold out. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, that sells out in 5 minutes.
So there you go.
What do they charge?
November 29th.
$75.
Man, I'm going to have to get in with those. I'm going to have to go talk to those guys.
You better.
I'll bet Mike Cruz goes.
And bring your friends.
Isn't he?
Yeah. You guys should press shit, right?
Should we what?
Yeah, we can try. Yeah. I doubt that we would get it.
We are a press.
We can try.
Yes.
Hear that, Firestone?
Say here, see? I'm the press.
I'm the press, see?
Yeah.
I'm a reporter. Big story, big.
I'm going to blow wide open.
Gonna be on the front page, see?
Gonna blow wide.
Firestone. They're sons of bitches.
They make a beer.
Firestone, make a great beer.
I bet you didn't know that.
All right. In some craft beer travelings...
Oh,
we went to a Yard House recently. Nick and I, and the missus, enjoyed some Yard House time. Had some Uinta hop notches.
Exactly what I had. I was there this weekend. It was the only time I've ever been there. Actually,
oh really? Is the first time you've been there?
First time I've been there. Yeah,
the Fresno one or a Yard House in general?
Yeah, in general.
Oh, okay.
And I walked around, and that's what I decided to get.
That's what I always get when I'm there, because that's the only place you can get it in town.
On tap, yeah.
Yeah, on tap. And we're just kind of talking that, well, because I go in there fairly regularly, and they have their chalkboard, which are kind of rotating taps, where they have about 5 to 10 different things that rotate. But they have 130 taps,
yeah,
and about 120 of them do not rotate. Yeah. They stay the same.
So yeah, five rotating taps. Yeah. Percentage usually.
5 to 10 rotating tabs.
At a normal bar.
Out of 130.
But here.
Yeah.
And two, if we were in an area that was bigger in craft, I'd feel more comfortable about ordering beer there. But it's like, man, how long has this keg been here?
Yeah.
Because I know you'll be blowing out all the basic stuff that everybody in the valley drinks.
Freshest so, Bud Light
yeah.
on tap.
Yeah.
Best Bud Light on tap. We blew out a keg, though. What was it?
We knocked it out.
We blew out a keg of, what was it?
The New Belgian Fresh Hop IPA.
Fresh Hop IPA.
How was that? They had that, too, when I was there.
It was pretty good.
It was good.
Yeah.
You know, still, it reminded me of the hops they use in the Rampant.
Uh-huh.
But that when you fresh hop it, they get that real wet, malty consistency to them. It cuts down the bitterness, I think, my opinion of a fresh hop IPA. So take Rampant and mellow it down and get more earthiness to it versus that, you know, hard-edge hop flavor.
I'm going to go with that.
Yeah. I like wet hop IPAs. That's one of my favorite styles. I'm glad to see more people doing them.
But yeah, I guess it's just the way they're gonna Yard House is just gonna cater to what makes them money. So if they've got something unique on tap that nobody's getting, like because it always scares me because I will say like I'll try to find something on their chalkboard. Quote unquote, even though it's a digital board.
Yeah.
But
it's one LCD they took football off of.
Yeah. And usually the waiter, waitress is like, huh? Like, I'll order straight up what that says on the chalkboard. And they're like, it's the first time, it's like, sounds like the first time they've ever heard it. And so I'm like, that kind of gets me thinking, like, probably not many people are ordering this or something. Yeah. So it does kind of scare me. For the Fresno crowd, maybe well, not.
You go into some. I know I go into places sometimes, and you go in the back, and you're looking at other stuff, and it's like, I mean, I know our stuff's going to move because I'm there all the time. I mean, mm-hmm. we're in like a weird position to where we have like you know 3 or 4 guys going up and down the valley for our, you know, Stockton to Bakersfield. That's a lot of guys working us, you know, work in that area. So we can go in and really work, and people buy it. So. But, you know, you go into somebody's, you know, their cold room or whatever, and you see the collars on some of the kegs, and they're like hop beers, pails or IPAs, and, you know, brewed on like 6 months ago, 8 months ago, and you're like, oh, wow, that's, you know, that's not good.
And then that's, it sucks because somebody will have that, and maybe they're not real familiar, their, you know, palate's not. So educated that they're like, oh, this is old. They can just say, oh, this is crappy beer.
Yeah.
Instead of not knowing that it's just simply it's just, like, just yeah. old.
Yeah, for sure.
We just keep getting more educated.
We might have an old Uinta at the old Yard House.
Maybe.
Damn. That saddened me.
That's usually at like, you know, not places that are kind of like those bigger corporate places. I don't know. I don't know if they're better about turning it over and making sure about watching that kind of stuff. Because usually they'll have some sort of structure in place to keep that from happening.
Right.
You would think they would try to screw you more, but you know, they're a big corporate. But actually, you know, they'll have some sort of structure in place to where they won't let that happen.
Yeah.
A lot of small guys, especially if like something popular and they'll just... They know it's popular. They know they can make money off it. So they think, oh, well, I'll pull it back and hold it. But they don't know enough about craft beer to you can't do that, man. You better serve that now.
Right. Just got to get more educated.
Yeah. That's like the leftover enjoy by showing up in town.
Oh, yeah.
They're all over right now.
Yeah.
There's those
we're like, wait, I'm
enjoy buys that are a month old and they're like still on the shelves.
Yeah.
There's a lot of 1025s around town right now.
It's exactly that. Oh, I'm going to hold these back. I'll be the only one with them. Well, yeah, a month after you're supposed to be drinking them.
Yep. Speaking of which, it's time to bust open
the bottle.
This Ninkasi.
Oh, Mike can't take it any longer. His favorite non-Fresno brewery in the world.
Ninkasi is a good brewer.
It's gotten a touch warm.
And Nick was, or actually right. Skip was kind enough to bring this one over. The seasonal released Slayer.
Speaking of Skip, Black Blizzard was the other Dust Bowl. With that one's with good. The same label. Yeah,
yeah, that they was do really have that good. Same label.
I had to look it up too. I forgot. But yeah, I like that new labeling style. See, I would pick that beer.
Stock ale.
Yeah, the Slayer is trying to look if I can read the stats. It's got all kinds of stats in here, but
it's a what double ale.
Try to pour on the
double down.
Yeah. You almost got your computer there.
Zap. Got any tubes? It's
their big seasonal release. It looks the label is very fetching to metal fans.
Fetching, fucking Slayer.
Slayer.
Would this count as a pop culture reference?
Oops. Yeah.
So Ninkasi.
Yeah, another good beer by Ninkasi.
Oregon Brewer Ninkasi. Nice.
Yeah, they make really good beer.
Oh, so now yeah, they have a
holiday 4-pack of bombers. Have you guys seen that?
Oh, I've not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Otis.
The vanilla Otis. Otis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that at Whole Foods?
Like Total Domination and Whole Foods. Was that BevMo?
BevMo.
Oh, BevMo has it too.
We now have two BevMo.
Yeah, we have two BevMos. Clovis has his own BevMo now.
Now in Clovis.
Look at that. See? We just keep getting more opportunity for
craft beer year.
Craft beer year. I haven't been in there yet, so I don't know if it's. I assume it's just the same as the Fresno one.
Pretty much, except for the tasting area is nicer because it's new and they're doing that more. So I saw Travis from Dust Bowl there when I was.
Okay.
There, and he was telling me, get the stock ale, but I got the other one instead because.
Yeah, the labels look the same.
Yeah. Well, I looked at 11.4, I was like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
If I open up that, it's like, I better have my evening planned. But then when you called me to come by for tonight, I was like, oh, perfect, because I'll share that.
Yeah, that's a good share. But what do you guys think of this, the Ninkasi Slayer? Nick is a man.
That's also coming off the stock ale, too.
Mm-hmm. The stock ale was
really good. Don't mean to put them against each other, but the stock ale, they're similar styles, and I do like that stock ale better.
But it's probably a spot on, you know, alt beer. Mm-hmm. It's probably what it should be.
I think it's got a nice little bitter snap on the back end that the stock ale didn't.
Yes.
But the stock ale's not going for that. It's a little smoother, so it's a little different in that respect. But
still,
both killer beers, man. I'm good with them both.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But, you know, I like beer, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you do.
There's that.
Oh.
You know.
Well, but, you know, I enjoy beer.
Beer is good.
Something I've noticed here in the valley, I assume it's just kind of, it's already happened in other places, but here.
Big trucks.
What?
Big trucks.
Beer trucks.
Fake tits.
Yeah.
Bottle blondes.
Yeah. All those. I've noticed those already.
Skip's an astute observer.
But, in my mind, I'm just, it's not that inventive of a name, but I've just called it there's liquor stores now, and now I've noticed the 7-Elevens now getting this the basic craft beer package, package.
We were talking about that too, with like just finding like gas stations where they have like two or three doors of like high end 22s, and it's great.
There's this everything's getting that basic package of Lagunitas, Taiga Sequoia, Sierra,
Firestone. Yeah.
That's pretty
little
much. Hanger
pushing their way in. You see a couple things coming in here and there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the Figueroa's showing up around, man.
Oh, yeah. I love that Figueroa. I don't really see that too much, though. I mean, here.
I'm in Bakersfield so much. Oh, okay. That stuff's showing up a lot.
It's good stuff.
They took the wrong fork on the 46.
Yep. Yeah. But like now, like the 7-Eleven on Bullard and Palm, a few months ago didn't have hardly anything. Now it's got the basic package door.
The craft beer starter kit.
Yeah, it's a starter kit especially door.
The 22s. I mean, they can make a lot more money on 22s. I mean, they're finding it's not like these guys are becoming like huge craft fans, but it's like 22s are taking the space of a six pack. You could have like, you know, a couple less 12 packs of Coors or Bud or Coors Light or Bud Light in there.
No.
Instead of having four rows of it, you have three rows of it.
Yeah, just keep more stock in the back.
Make a lot more money on the 22s, like a $7, $5, $6
22s. Yeah.
I mean, you're selling one beer.
The basic craft beer package, there'll be some Stone in there too. There'll be like some basic Stone.
Stone IPA.
Sometimes some basic Rogue in there. Like, it's funny as like the Rogue Hazelnut Brown. I get that a lot because producer Becky likes that one. And at some places, it's like $7, $8. And other places, it'll be $4. Mm. It's like some places don't know what to do with it. I
think it's really all about like rent and the type of business. Like we were talking earlier, like with gas stations, it's usually pretty cheap. They try to do pretty much like their standard markup, like a grocery store or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like we're talking about Imbibe, and you know, it's a little more expensive there than other places around town down in Bakersfield. But I mean, they have a little kitchen, you know, you could drink it there. They have like you're paying for that's what you're paying extra for. It's like, you know, if you're just going to take it home, then go somewhere else. But
yeah.
You
know,
you want to go buy three or four 22s with your buddies and just pop them open somewhere and eat a pizza at the same time. I mean,
ooh,
then that's a killer place to go.
Sounding good. Yeah, I mean, noticed the Vons I shop in here on Blackstone, they had a shelf where they kind of had a mix of some craft bombers with some just regular, it was just kind of like this random kind of box that the size of this wall, and it was, you'd have craft beer in there, and then you'd have some non-craft beer in there. And now when I just went in there, now it's just all craft beer, and it's got more bombers in there. And
they see their sales, man. They see their sales. It's like I said, it's less space for more product.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, like the Save Mart I was telling you guys about, they probably had more selections from Green Flash than BevMo does right now. I was shocked to see that many different bombers from, you know, I was like, I'm going to go back because I haven't tried. You know, they have Hophead Red in the bottle.
And Le Freak. They have them all sitting there.
And BevMo hasn't had those in months now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how'd these guys get it? What's going on here, you know?
And they ordered it. And
yeah.
It's like I said, it's like you run across something you haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, got to grab it.
Yeah, and that's the neat thing about bombers. You're okay buying one.
That's
even though it's half a six-pack. You're not stuck with five other beers.
I almost never buy six packs anymore. Yeah. Unless I'm having a get together, if I'm having a get together, I'm going by the brewery first. I'm going to
grab a case. Let's get one thing straight here.
Yeah. But I almost never buy six packs anymore because there's always something I want to try. There's always something new.
Yeah, always. That's like, the worst
going
part.
We're going from hot weather into cold weather, so it's like, okay, all those dark beers I wasn't drinking.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I'm going to try all those now.
We got a room full of collectors here, and the worst part is not trying something new on the shelf, you know? Not having that in your collection.
That's the biggest thing. That's the first thing my eye is looking for.
What's different?
What have I not seen before?
Tried? Yeah.
That's the first thing, and then if it's everything, then I check down. They're like, all right, now what am I in the mood?
Top 10's here.
Yep. Now what am I in the mood for?
Uh-huh.
After that. So, the first priority is what have I not tried. Second priority is what I'm in the mood for. So,
last is always, how much did I actually bring with me?
Yeah, how much do I have any money? Because you always
blow through that.
Yeah.
That's
that plus 10%.
Yeah.
Okay, $10 more, no problem.
That will kill you on the 22 sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, $40 is not a hard number to reach.
And to have only like five or six or seven bottles.
Come out with nothing.
You know? Ouch. A lot of times if I've tried everything, even if there's something I really like, I'll turn to like the Sam Smith.
Oh, yes.
Just get some bottles just because they're all like under $4 usually.
Solid brewery, great. Too.
The Taddy is great,
man. Yeah.
The Taddy is just
the organic Sam Smith? Chocolate.
What are we talking
Samuel
about?
Samuel Smith, English. Oh, Samuel okay. Smith.
They're the always Porter like $3 or $4.
Yeah.
And just, you can never go wrong.
No, the organic lager.
And it's
good.
Everywhere.
The Taddy Porter's good, and it's everywhere. That's why it's like.
Everywhere.
I don't know. I don't like any of this stuff, or I've had all this stuff before, or whatever. I'd grab a Sam Smith.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I would too.
All right. So, and we kind of just basically do Bing Con drinking the whole episode mostly. But is there anything you guys have been had lately that. Kind of interesting. Like Nick had bought me for my birthday.
Hey,
the Falco from Evil Twin, the Falco.
Yeah,
and it was like I don't know. I might have been suffering from drunk palate fatigue at the point where we had this, but I was just kind of like it tasted like a Pilsner IPA or like if you blended a Pilsner with an IPA. That would be the Falco, so I don't know. I was kind of like, meh. Evil Twin usually does really good work, but at that, I need to have it again in a more sober environment.
But, maybe the first beer.
Yeah, first beer instead of the last beer. That just tastes like a Pilsner now.
Who put cigarette butts in right there? What's going on?
So yeah, it's not an accurate description of the Falco. Since it was at the end of a night instead of at the beginning, but and then I don't know if we were talking about this before or on the podcast, but the Citra that the General Sherman Citra
Citrus IPA.
Is it a General Sherman Citrus or is it just a Citrus IPA?
Well, don't ask me to answer these kinds of questions.
But damn it, this whatever the Citra from Tagaskoy IPA. Damn it, that was good. We did talk about it earlier.
Damn it, it was good.
Nick didn't like damn it. I liked okay. it. And I hope it gets bottled somehow.
There you go.
It was good. I liked it also.
Man.
Like IPA I said, drinkers. He's been messing with the dehydrator, so all kinds of different fruits been showing up in all our special batch stuff.
All
so.
Kinds of fruit.
I want a meatball
shit.
IPA.
The bison yeah. gingerbread.
Why not?
Man, all right. Okay, Nick. Hey. Bison gingerbread beer is out
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I tried to sip of like it, that. I liked it.
Producer Becky left a while ago, just in case you didn't notice. the Accumulation from New Belgium.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I had the Lips of Faith, the Cigar City.
Yeah, yes. That's a Nick.
That was gonna be
Nick bought that too.
It was good.
I liked it too. Yeah, I was impressed.
It was like, but it was like supposed to be a pepper beer, but you didn't taste the pepper really. The pepper
you did. It was just really light. It wasn't it was overpowering. Really
yeah,
cool. Yeah. We're so used to the Joaquin Marietta,
which is all chili.
Yeah,
yeah. It was not burning ass.
And we're like, well, the Joaquin Marietta, I taste chili up the ass, and now I'm not tasting it.
No, Joaquin's not that hot.
No, it's not, but it's just you can taste it.
But you can, yeah, it's big chili flavor. This one was a little more subtle. It was nice.
Yeah, yeah. So what have you guys been having? Anything interesting?
Well, I had that, and I had a... let me think.
Untapped, tell me, what have I been drinking?
There's a new Hangar 24 rep. Her name's Jen. I met her.
Yeah, the Hangar 24 is kind of around there. Yeah. Now we know there's actually a rep.
Yeah. That was a different guy, Raphael.
It's a guy, Jenna?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going like, to you know, hit on him right now. So.
Mike, yeah. Shut up. Listen to the story.
Hey.
Shut up. And then, shut up, Mike.
Shut up.
I guess he's taking over kind of like more like people under him or whatever. And so it's this woman. She lives around here, and she's working Hangar 24.
Well, nice. Thank her for bringing the chocolate porter to town.
Oh,
Polycod, that was really good.
You had that, huh?
Yeah, it was actually really good. I'm not usually that into fruit beer, but I thought it was pretty good. It wasn't overpowering.
And when I ran into you at the Whole Foods, you got the Gorgeous, right?
I had that also. I thought that was pretty good, too.
Yeah?
I thought it was weird because I almost thought like the pumpkin and the Imperial Porter kind of like... at some point canceled each other out to where
wow,
it wasn't as imperial as I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
But I thought it was really good.
Nice. Yeah.
I still thought it was really good. I was glad. It was one of the few pumpkin beers I've had this year. I've kind of got it over the pumpkin beer, but I got a Kern River pumpkin ale, and I got one of the gorgeous. So.
Damn.
And I thought they were both pretty good.
Two of the big ones, it sounds like.
Yeah, they were good.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
Nick, anything else? Any other ones?
No. Well, we missed the Oscar Blues Deviant Dales.
Oh, IPA. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was good.
They got that at Fig Garden, too.
They got that one, too?
Deviant Dales, yeah.
Oh, okay. So we are getting some more Oscar Blues.
Yeah.
I picked up a 1050, which I've had before. But
1050.
1050. Man, for a canned stout, it's like, holy crap. You almost can't touch it, you know? Mm-hmm. It's really, really good. And then the one I've been sitting on, which I probably shouldn't have, New Belgian did a collab with Elysian from Seattle.
Right.
They call it The Trip.
Oh.
What number is that? 16. Farmhouse Rye Ale. It was surprisingly good. Holy shit. Little sour notes.
No, I like that kind
of stuff. It was good.
Yeah. I've tried a bunch, actually. I'm looking at my thing now. It's like...
Oh, I guess I
Black Dawn from Fist Montaigne.
I've been drinking the crap out of beer right now.
Dog Ate My Homework from the Browers West.
Nice.
What is that?
It was Yeah, you know, I keep saying I don't like fruit beers, and then I keep trying these fruit beers that are just like, fuck, that's delicious.
you like some fruit beers.
It was like a Saison farmhouse ale, but it was some blueberry in it. It was killer. It was really good. I mean, I guess, though, the Catacomb kind of did that to me, too. It's like, oh, we're going to make a fruit beer, man. I don't want to make a fruit beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be like some, you know, candy-ass beer or whatever. But, you know, the Saison yeast was... It just changed it. It made it really good. You know, and the blueberries we used, like, no blueberry flavors. It was blueberries.
Right.
So it wasn't all sweet and, like, candy blueberry. It tastes like blueberries and a little bit of tartness from the blueberries, but it was real light.
Mm-hmm.
This one was a little bit more blueberry-ish, which I usually don't like, but I thought it was great.
Hmm.
I had that at Eureka down in Bakersfield.
Oh, they have a Eureka burger in Bakersfield?
Yeah, yeah.
Who do they think they are?
The Odin's Tipple I had about a week and a half ago was somebody which you can't get around here.
Hmm. I ain't heard of that.
Yeah, they're like from like Scandinavia.
Whoa.
It's like it's a Scandinavian dark ale.
I'm from Scandinavia.
Oh my God. I think that's one of the best beers I've ever had.
Jeez.
I actually wrote something on Untappd.
You know, I'm inspired to write something on Untappd.
I actually took a picture and wrote something.
Whoa. On Untappd, are you Lord Silverback? Silverback?
Yep.
LORDSILVRBACK.
Yes.
On Twitter and Untappd.
On Untappd, it's silver with no E.
Okay.
But I think on Sliver. I think on Untappd, it's the full Lord Silverback. But on Instagram, it's no E in silver.
Okay.
Lord Silverback.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Some
Twitter and
got,
Instagram.
Some kid got it who's got like, you know. 5 followers, and he's 5 people, and he's never posted anything, but it's like, I can't have that name. So.
Damn it.
Damned kids.
All right, I think it's time to give some cheers. Anyone you want to give cheers to? Anoob's Brew Quest. Give cheers to the Anoob Craft Beer Podcast. It's somebody that's, you know, on my level of knowledge of craft beer, so it's nice. There's a shit ton of podcasts now that's come up in the past year that are craft beer related.
See what we started?
Yep. And I like it because there's like a lot of people out there now that know less than me, or at least they're the same as me. So now I feel even more superior.
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah, I know more than that guy, and he's podcasting about craft beer. So, you know, it makes me feel better. So cheers to all the newbie craft beer podcasts out there.
Yeah.
I'm listening to you.
I'm listening. Cheers to the Heeb for sharing his beer.
Heeb.
Cheers to Scott Bailey.
We're going to drink. We're going to do some post-drinking.
Yeah, we love Scott Bale here.
Scott
Chief. No, Scott Bale and Scott Bailey. Chief, cheers to Scott likes to use Chief a lot. Hey, Chief, cheers to you.
Cheers to Bobby from Whole Foods, the beer buyer over there.
He's tell me what happened when you went in there and you told him about something. There was a beer another place had.
Can't talk
you
about
can't. That. Oh, come on!
Yeah, he said no. Say nothing.
Oh,
can't talk about it.
Damn it!
Because he's not on the podcast. You got to get him on the podcast.
All right, we'll get him on the podcast, and maybe he'll tell the story.
Yeah,
about another place getting beer that he didn't have, and he was like, "What?"
Sons of
and he left. He's just, I've got to go. I've got calls to make.
But cool guy. He's trying really hard to get good beer in the valley.
And he is. He's been trading with some of the other stores too. So he's been getting some stuff that they don't usually get. He got that oak aged Saison Bretta from Logsdon. And oh my God, that was probably another one of my top 10 beers.
Oh shit. Top 10?
Yeah, it was really good, man.
Well, all right.
My top 10 non-hop beers.
Oh, you had to go there. Couldn't leave it alone.
Well, I'm looking up there. Like double dry hop from us. There's like Pliny and Pig up there. They're like, what?
Pliny.
Up there. The Saison Bretta up there on the top on the right.
He wants to be the first one to get.
I didn't bring that. I think probably Mike Cruz brought that one. I think
he's secretly gaming to get Russian River back in Fresno.
Who is?
Whole Foods.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He wants it that bad.
I'll tell him just like...
He wants it that bad.
Ooh, he'd be the biggest hero ever.
Yeah. I'm not saying others don't, but I know he does want it.
I go a lot to the Bay Area since I lived there for so long. And
yeah.
My kids were born there and everything. Oh, wow. So.
A lot of history there.
Yeah, we go visit a lot. So, I mean, I come home with a lot of, like, Bay Area stuff. But, God, man, there's stuff that I want here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't want to wait 2 months to go visit.
No, do it now. Well, there you go. Maybe you need a cold box.
Well, it's like Jess down in Bakersfield will do. He'll trade with North Valley stores, and he'll have them throw something on a truck and send it to him. If they don't get it. So that's what I'm hoping. And Bobby's done that like on a small scale with a couple things, but
yeah,
wouldn't that be killer if he could get like a couple cases of Pig and Pliny every week? Or,
yeah. We'll take the throwaways, too.
Everyone just be like, when's your truck showing up? Is your truck there yet? Truck here there?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Step one, Russian River. Step two, put in a tasting room at Whole Foods.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what they need to do.
They have those in other Whole Foods. Yeah. Yeah, they have craft beer bars in other Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Not ours. They just have a cooking room that never gets used. Like some sort of cooking thing that never gets used. They can just turn that into a craft beer bar and make money. Well, I guess they don't like making money. All right. Okay, Fresno.
Oh,
Whole Foods, you don't like making money. That's fine.
Cheers to Spokeasy for hosting a pint night for House of Pendragon.
Yeah.
For sure.
And
helping him.
I keep waiting. I want Tom to open that place up. Peeves that's a mile
Peeves
from my
and,
house.
There you go.
Peeves
see?
And Spokeasy.
Yeah. Peeves
and Spokeasy. Yeah.
Cheers to them.
Hopefully Tom has his money now. So if you want to follow us, you probably know already, but on Twitter... at Perfect Pour Pod, on Instagram, Perfect Pour Pod, our show notes and everything. The feed comes from our Podbean page, so just look for the Perfect Pour Podbean, you'll find it, and it's got all the links you need on there. Talk to Nick on Facebook.
Yeah.
Perfect Pour Pod on Facebook. Nick needs,
something to do.
He just sits all day. He looks, just sits there on Facebook all day waiting for someone to say something on Facebook.
Nose to the screen.
All day.
All day.
Nothing else to do.
I switch over to Immigurb for a minute and then I switch back.
Immigurb. Skip, you got anything? What's on Instagram and Twitter?
I don't do it all that much. I got to keep up and everything, but usually now I kind of only do it when I see something I really, really like or something silly or whatever.
Lord Silverback without the E.
Yep. And Tarzan. If you want to learn more about Tarzan, you can read the works of Edgar Rice Burroughs.
If you see a dude with a Captain America apron on, that's Skip. And you've come to the right social media spot. And
it's like a hillbilly with a Captain America apron.
A beard. And Captain America had a beard.
Looks like some kind of aggressive beard. Hippie. White trash.
Around here, you look Armenian. You look a little Armenian around here. I got that
going too, yeah. Like, I'm typical American, man. I'm like, you know, Irish, German, English, Armenian, Italian. I got it all going.
Got it all, man.
Hell yeah.
All right, just everyone, just keep drinking your craft beer. Keep listening to Perfect Pour. Keep enjoying yourself. And we'll keep doing this.
Yeah.
And we're going to go drink some more beer right now. As you should.
You should continue.
And as the sunburns play us out.